707 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here on this Tuesday. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig, our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams, with a full discussion of Isis and the rest of the tropics coming up at around 7:35. Plus, Quinn Hilliard joins us this morning at 8:05. Start off this hour like we do the 6 and 7 o'clock hour every weekday morning with coronavirus by the numbers nationally and here at home. The latest numbers are in, and part of this, we'll run through the numbers and then what went into that incredibly high number for Mobile County that we talked about yesterday.
Yeah, here in a moment, we'll discuss the inconsistencies in the numbers coming from the Mobile County Health Department. But first, we start nationally, where we now have nearly 4.7 million total positive cases of coronavirus and nearly 148,000 that have died due to COVID-19. It does appear that we're heading back down the curve after hitting a second peak for new cases nationally around 12 days ago. Yesterday, America added 49,500 new cases after adding only 48,500 new cases on Sunday. Those are the two lowest totals since July 6th, and that's caused the seven-day average to fall to around 60,000 cases per day. That's right around what we were averaging back on July 13th. Now, the seven-day average for testing has dropped quite a bit over the last 3 days to around 780,000 per day. Last week, that number was up around 840,000 per day, and right now, around 7.7% of the tests are coming back positive for America. There were 519 deaths reported yesterday after 515 on Sunday. Now, the deaths reported nationally on Sunday and Monday have been consistently lower than the rest of the week. Week in and week out, the numbers are lower on Sunday and Monday. And because of that, the seven-day average actually rose again yesterday to 1,083 deaths per day over the last week. That's the highest that number has been since May 25th. But with new cases and new hospitalizations trending down nationally, we should start to see deaths begin to decrease again later this week. And also, according to the Atlantic's COVID tracker, there have now been 57.5 million total tests reported nationally since the pandemic began. Here in Alabama, we now have 89,927 confirmed cases of the coronavirus and 1,580 that have died from the illness. Also right now, 1,517 people are reportedly currently hospitalized with the virus. That number has been dropping over the last week. Now, yesterday I reported that Mobile County added 1,119 new cases over the weekend. And even with Mobile's recent increase in cases, those weekend numbers were pretty staggering and seemed like outliers. We presumed that it was due to backlogged numbers, and yesterday that's exactly what the Mobile County Health Department said. Dr. Rendy Murphy said that those new cases were actually tests that had been performed in early July that the MCHD had to manually enter into the Alabama Department of Public Health's system over the weekend. Murphy added that if you take those numbers out of this weekend's count, we actually had fewer cases than the previous week, which is great news. My question, though, I did not see a concurrent spike in testing to go with the spike in new cases. Now, you have to presume that whichever these testing sites or hospitals were that this data came in late from,
they had to be manually entered. Although, I just want to beg a question for a second. All the data is going to be manually entered at some point. The tests don't log itself.
Right. Yes. Somebody has to manually enter.
Okay. I just want to check. Right. Just trying to keep up with the language here.
And what I'm not sure with and what I don't believe they discussed yesterday, I'm pretty sure they didn't discuss it yesterday in their press conference, is if you had to add all of these cases in after the fact, why were there not also a rash of tests added to the total count for Alabama? Because I doubt these places tested 100%.
Well, you don't get cases without tests.
Without tests. And you're not going to get 100% tests positive. I'm not sure if they added tests earlier in the year when they were supposed to add these positive cases, or if they only added the positive cases yesterday and not the corresponding tests that may have came back negative. We'll have to find out from the Mobile County Health Department, but that's very important when looking at this data, because every morning we discuss the positivity rate for the nation, for the state, for the county, and Alabama and Mobile County have had very high positivity rates compared to the nation. You know, Mobile County, their most recent numbers, they say that 14.5% of the cases of the tests are coming back positive.
Which is like twice the national average, right?
Twice the national average, and you look at Alabama as a whole, and that number's up around 20%. Which would be three times the national average. So if we're not adding the total number of tests, both positive and negative, and only adding positive cases in some of these instances,
the data's skewed.
It's skewing the data, which this data is being used to make decisions locally, statewide, and nationally. It's very important that Mobile County Health Department kind of help us figure this out.
And that's the most important situation, right? Because it's here at home. But you've got to ask this question. We have been for months, too. Are the protocols for entering the information and what, you know, when you go into the spreadsheet, that this column, are they unified in all 50 states in how they're reported? Are they all reporting the same things for the same columns? And that is worrisome to me that it's not. Not because I want some kind of outcome in the information one way or the other than I want the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And we can only make decisions as a nation, as a state, as a county, when we have the information that's uniform compared to others,
right,
and that is factual. I know that these are scientists, these are physicians, but it is incumbent upon them, if they got to bring in accountants and actuarials and those kind of people, then they got to do it.
Yep.
They got to get this stuff right.
Yeah, we need the correct stats, or at least consistent stats from everyone.
Yes.
So that we know what we're dealing with.
Yeah, I mean, think about that. We're talking about this issue. You're talking about this issue for Mobile County. But what about whatever county and whatever state mm-hmm. out there? Are they reporting things the same way? So when you get these national numbers, are we seeing a true picture of what's going on?
And don't get me wrong. I'm not saying it's easy for these health departments and for states to keep up with all these numbers.
But it is incumbent upon them, and whatever kind of funding, Lord knows, they're printing money very quickly, and at some point sending out a new tranche of money out of Washington, there should be some of this money that goes to saying, okay, we need somebody to forensically look at these numbers here and make sure that the columns are all the same and mm-hmm. the information going in is accurate.
It's exactly right. So the next Mobile County Health Department presser will be on Friday.
Yeah.
Hopefully by then we'll find out whether they what was going on with all these tests that were added over the weekend. But they, as of now, say that those tests, those cases were actually from early July, and Mobile County's numbers are looking better overall than they were just a couple weeks ago. And speaking of those numbers, yesterday Mobile County only added 88 new cases and zero new deaths, which is great news. That brings the total to 9,086 positives for Mobile and 191 deaths due to COVID-19. Baldwin County yesterday added 35 new cases and one death. Their totals now stand at 3,210 cases with 23 that have died. Washington County, 310 cases with 11 deaths. Clark County, 486 cases with 9 that have died. Monroe County, 391 cases with 4 deaths. Kanaka County, 373 cases with 10 deaths. Escambia County has had 979 cases and 15 that have died. Choctaw County, 274 cases with 12 deaths. And Wilcox County, 405 cases with 9 deaths. And Jefferson County continues to pace the state with the numbers of new cases coming in. Yesterday, Jefferson County added 209 new cases and still have just about 3,000 more cases than the next closest county, which is Mobile. Yesterday, the state overall added 1,116 cases, and the 7-day average is now down to just over 1,500 cases per day. But keep in mind, that includes the 800 to 1,000 tests that were added from Mobile County over the weekend that were actually from early July. They also say we're averaging 7,906 tests per day. So according to those numbers, we would have a 19.5% positivity rate. But we've talked about it before. Are those the actual test numbers that we're looking at? Only 4 deaths reported for Alabama yesterday after 60 were reported over the weekend. The 7-day average now stands at 19 deaths per day. Last Monday, that number stood at an all-time high of 27 per day. So great news to see the deaths on the decline right now. That's a look around the county, the state, and the nation for coronavirus.
All right, Dalton, appreciate that. And coming up, an update here from Alabama's Department of Agriculture and Industries. Those packets of seeds from mm-hmm. China, what was in there? They did the breakdown on the seeds. We'll tell you more about that coming up in just a few minutes. And in sports?
In sports, awful, awful news for the Braves as they've lost their ace pitcher, Mike Soroka, for the season. And the Sun Belt Conference has announced their plan for the upcoming football season. I'll tell you what they're planning to do coming up in sports.
All right, headlines from WKRG next.
This information update brought to you by Wildlife Solutions. When you need experts for any type of wild animal control, call Wildlife Solutions. Rodent and insect removal and property repair. Wildlife Solutions, 654-6778.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Some people in Pritchard are waking up without power after a truck crashed into a utility pole overnight. Pritchard police say the pole near the intersection of St. Stephen's Road and Clark Avenue fell on top of the truck after the crash. It's not clear why the driver lost control. She was taken to a hospital but is expected to be okay. We now know the identity of a young woman who was killed in a crash over the weekend. 24-year-old Samantha Allison Thomas was a medical student at the University of South Alabama. She recently received her white coat. That crash happened just after midnight Saturday near the U-Haul storage facility along the I-65 service road. Thomas was a passenger in the vehicle. The man who was driving was taken to a hospital. His injuries are not life-threatening. Breaking overnight, one person is dead following a shooting at a Mobile apartment complex. The deadly shooting happened at the Avalon Apartments off Michael Boulevard about 10:30 Monday night. Foley's police chief says he's retiring at the end of the month. David Wilson led the department for the past 13 years. He'll now work as a training specialist for the city. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Mobile Bay Coins, this is Ron.
Good morning, Ron. It's Dave.
Dude, what did you do now?
Since the mask ordinance started, I thought it'd be a good idea for the kids to be creative and make their own. You know, keep them entertained and safe.
Dave, that sounds inventive and fun for the kids. I may even tell my son about that.
Well, they did such a great job that I shared a video of them wearing them on TikTok.
Sounds great, Dave.
No, it wasn't. Turns out they got into Mrs. Dave's top dresser drawer. Now, all our family and friends have seen the kids dancing around wearing the wife's unmentionables as face masks. I'm going to need something really nice to get out of this one.
I know we have a beautiful vintage black onyx stone in a white and gold setting. She'll love it. I'm sure Tony, our jeweler, still has her ring size on file. I have Tony get right on it.
Hopefully, you'll never be in the same situation as Dave. But when you want a unique special gift for any occasion, your first choice should be Mobile Bay Coins.
Mobile Bay Coins, much more than a coin store. At 2204 Government Street, find them on Facebook and at MobileBayCoins.com.
FM Talk 106.5 is Mobile and Baldwin County's number one creator of live local content.
All right, here we go. FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile.
Listen on air, online, and on demand. FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, 719 on FM Talk 106.5. And right now it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. More college football conferences have announced their plans for trying to play the 2020 football season. Last week, the SEC announced they plan on playing a 10-game, conference-only football season beginning on September 26th. The Big Ten and the Pac-12 were the first Power 5 conferences to announce that they will play conference-only schedules. They were followed by the ACC, who announced that for this season, Notre Dame will join the conference, and they plan to play an 11-game season featuring 10 conference games and one non-conference game. Then yesterday, the Big 12 leaders decided that their conference will schedule 10 games this fall with 9 conference games and one non-conference matchup per team. League commissioners are expected to announce when they plan to begin their season soon. And if the Big 12 follows the lead of the other Power 5 conferences, they'll likely suit up for game number one in mid to late September. Also yesterday, the Sun Belt Conference reportedly decided to allow their teams to play a full 12-game schedule featuring 8 conference games and 4 non-conference games. This follows the lead of the other Group of 5 conferences, the AAC, Mountain West, Conference USA, and Mid-American Conference. It's fantastic news for the University of South Alabama, who already have 2 holes in the schedule to fill after losing their home opener matchup against Grambling State and a Week 3 away matchup against the Florida Gators. The Jags are currently scheduled to face the Conference USA teams Southern Miss and UAB in Weeks 1 and 4. In baseball, 7 St. Louis Cardinals players and 6 staff members have tested positive for COVID-19. That's caused Major League Baseball to postpone the team's 4-game series at Detroit. The series was to have been played at Comerica Park from today through Thursday. The Cardinals have been in quarantine since Thursday in Milwaukee, where their series with the Brewers was also postponed due to positive tests. St. Louis now the second team to have multiple players test positive for COVID since the season began on July 23rd. 19 members of the Miami Marlins have also tested positive. They're set to resume their season later today against Baltimore. And because the Marlins outbreak occurred in the visiting clubhouse at Citizens Bank Park, the Phillies were also sidelined for a week while they were tested daily. Last night, the Atlanta Braves lost ace Mike Soroka for the season after he tore his right Achilles tendon. Soroka had to be helped off the field after he injured his right leg in the 3rd inning of his start against the New York Mets. Soroka was attempting to cover first base on a ground ball from the Mets' J.D. Davis. The Braves ace went down on his first step off the mound towards first base. The injury is a major blow to the Braves team. Today, Soroka's 23rd birthday. Last week, he made his first opening day start of his career. And last season, he had a 13-4 record, finished second in the National League Rookie of the Year balloting, and sixth for the Cy Young Award. Mets went on to beat the Braves last night 7-2, breaking a five-game win streak for Atlanta. In some college basketball news, Bama fans are ecstatic after star Crimson Tide forward John Petty Jr. announced that he will return to Tuscaloosa for his senior season. Petty had been considering entering the 2020 NBA draft, but decided to roll the dice on another season to build his resume and maybe bring a trophy back to T-Town. Last season, the Huntsville native led the SEC in three-point percentage and was named to the All-SEC second team. Meanwhile, as expected, star Auburn freshman Isaac Okoro announced that he will go pro and keep his name in the 2020 draft pool. Okoro projected to be a first-round pick in the October draft. He's the first one-and-done player in Auburn basketball history. In the NBA last night, Zion Williamson and Brandon Ingram combined for 19 fourth-quarter points to lead New Orleans to a much-needed 109-99 win over Memphis. Williamson scored 23 points with a career-high 5 assists in 25 minutes. Jaren Jackson Jr. had 22 for the Grizzlies, who fell to 0-3 since the NBA restart. 7:23 on FM Talk 106.5. That's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
This information update brought to you by Alpha Plastics, keeping your employees and customers safe with clear protective shields. Alpha Plastics has the material on hand to produce any type of barriers to fit your needs. Call 471-1130 for a quote today. Alpha Plastics, your local social distancing source.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect sunny skies today with just a slight chance of an afternoon thunderstorm. Highs will be in the lower 90s. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny, with afternoon readings in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
At Roy Lewis Construction, we're in the business of adding value. Whether it's working with you to meet your unique business needs or making investments in our community in lasting ways, providing unparalleled value and quality in every commercial construction project. When planning your next commercial project, reach out to Roy Lewis Construction. We'll pair you with a designer that best suits your project needs and work with that designer to balance the best architectural outcome with the best budget outcome. Find us online at roylewisconstruction.com. Building legacies one relationship at a time.
If you love fishing or know someone who loves fishing, FM Talk 106.5 wants to see your pictures. Share your best fishing photo in the comments of our weekly fishing photos post on Facebook, Trophy Picks, or Kids First Minnow. New or old, we want to see them. Then get your family and friends to like your photo. The picture with the most likes wins an FM Talk 106.5 fishing team shirt. And listen for your shout out on FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors.
Brought to you by Sportsman's Marine on the Eastern Shore.
All right, 7:25, FM Talk 106.5, Mobile Morning, Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig, coming up, Dr. Bill, and update also from our traffic department in Kane. We have this, a wreck I-10 at the eastbound I-10 at the tunnel. That would be going towards Daphne Spanish Fort, y'all. Because the
eastbound
westbound, well, it gets messed up by folks. So eastbound, we look at it, looks like they actually, I mean, there are people standing in the tunnel in this photograph. Means it's like a real no-go here. I mean,
yeah.
This was about 5 minutes ago. Maybe they have that cleared up by now, but wreck eastbound I-10 at the tunnel.
Yeah, it looks like it could be a problem this morning.
We also had an issue earlier, 65 southbound, just north of the I-10 interchange. We'll keep our eyes on that as well, and we'll be joined by Kane for traffic coming up in just a little bit. All right, this is another one of these stories that's the outcome, the unintended consequence of coronavirus, so a lot fewer people flying, airlines feeling the pinch, and this is also an issue for nut producers in the country and nut distributors.
Nut producers and distributors. Okay.
Intrigued. I'd say there's more distributors going on than producers because, a lot of the nuts, other than peanuts, are coming from elsewhere, but peanuts coming here from stateside. But a story out this morning that shows, 70,000 1.5-pound bags of nuts sitting there waiting to be distributed by GNS Foods out of Arlington. And a story from U.S. News and World Report said, GNS Foods of Arlington, a supplier to American Airlines is trying to unload dozens of pallets of mixed cashews, pistachios, pecans, and almonds after the COVID-19 pandemic forced carriers to stop serving the first-class perks on flights. GNS opened a retail store at its factory and started peddling nuts online in hopes of getting rid of them at the wholesale price, even though the company took an effort to roast, salt, and package the nuts. The CEO here, Peacock, says, Dallas Morning News, he said, "We had pallets and pallets of nuts here. We didn't know how long this was going to last. The airlines were in a state of disarray themselves and did not know if they were going to be able to bring them back out or not," end quote. Company has about 70,000 bags that weigh 1.25 pounds apiece. First-class nuts have been one of the surprise victims of the global COVID-19 pandemic, which has overtaken all aspects of life and sent airlines into a frenzy on how to protect their customers and avoid bankruptcy. I didn't realize that they were not serving nuts on the flights anymore.
Yeah, well, the news to me here is first class is getting premium nuts. I had no idea.
We get peanuts.
Yeah, I've been...
Literally and figuratively, right?
Literally, yeah. So I've been flying in the peanut section this whole time.
They're getting cashews and pistachios and almonds and pecans up there.
No wonder they're so happy. That's amazing.
Says here, I'm just reading from the story. It says American Airlines stopped serving warm nuts and most other food items to passengers in March when the COVID-19 pandemic started and airlines were on the front lines of battling the spread of the virus. Now, flight attendants pass out a paper bag with a small bottled water, prepackaged snacks, and hand sanitizer. High profit margin alcohol sales are offered only on longer haul flights and only to premium class customers. So not only do you not get the premium nuts, you don't get the booze.
That's ridiculous. And those two things go hand in hand. The booze and the nuts.
You got that right. So there you go. One of the issues out there. So you get a good deal on pistachios out there right now. There's an oversupply going on.
What else am I going to learn about the first class? Are they, while we're eating the crunchy hard pretzels, are they getting the warm, fresh baked pretzels up front?
They do. Yeah, they do. They have live bands that play up there. Circus shows, and they make fun of all the people that are behind them.
I knew that.
But they laugh, and they laugh, and they laugh. All right, Dr. Bill's got his eye on the tropics. We'll talk to him about that and our forecast for today and the rest of the work week. That's coming your way just a few minutes from right now. Check headlines from WKRG next.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Some people in Pritchard are waking up without power after a truck crashed into a utility pole overnight. Pritchard police say the pole near the intersection of St. Stephen's Road and Clark Avenue fell on top of the truck after the crash. It's not clear why the driver lost control. She was taken to a hospital but is expected to be okay. We now know the identity of a young woman who was killed in a crash over the weekend. 24-year-old Samantha Allison Thomas was a medical student at the University of South Alabama. She recently received her white coat. That crash happened just after midnight Saturday near the U-Haul storage facility along the I-65 service road. Thomas was a passenger in the vehicle. The man who was driving was taken to a hospital. His injuries are not life-threatening. Breaking overnight, one person is dead following a shooting at a Mobile apartment complex. The deadly shooting happened at the Avalon Apartments off Michael Boulevard about 10:30 Monday night. Foley's police chief says he's retiring at the end of the month. David Wilson led the department for the past 13 years. He'll now work as a training specialist for the city. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
So you're moving. You found the perfect house, not too far from town, but now how are you going to get your safe moved? Call Mike Ward's Liberty Safes at 251-479-WARD for a quote. It's what they do. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes is your hometown source when it comes to locking up your valuables, and they know how to handle your safe with care. You've got enough to think about. Let Mike Ward's take the worry away. Call 251-479-WARD for a quote today. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, exit 5B, I-65 in Moffitt in Mobile. Just look for the giant Liberty Safe.
A potentially dangerous storm is moving quickly up the East Coast today. Tropical storm Isaias could bring hurricane-force wind gusts into New York City. Meteorologist Chad Myers.
The wind is going to be coming from the opposite direction of a nor'easter. It's actually going to be coming from the west and then the east. And then all of a sudden, these trees that haven't had a lot of east wind, because a nor'easter has wind going the other way most of the time, will actually see some significant blow down. And so I think we're going to see trees that haven't really experienced this type of wind for a while maybe come down because the roots just aren't prepared for this type of direction.
Almost 700,000 people without power already, and that figure is expected to rise substantially through the day. One person reported to have been killed in the storm, and several tornadoes have been spawned. Tropical storm warnings extend from North Carolina all the way to the border with Canada. The Dow futures down 70. I'm Mike Moss.
I'm Rasa Kay with Your Money Now. Twitter is bracing for a massive fine. The social media giant says it recently received a draft complaint from the Federal Trade Commission claiming it violated a consent order by using phone numbers and email addresses that users provided for safety and security purposes to target them with advertising from 2013 through 2018. British Petroleum has cut its shareholder dividend in half and posted a record $6.7 billion quarterly loss after the coronavirus pandemic hit global demand for oil. The loss largely due to BP writing down the value of its assets after it cut its oil price forecasts. Facebook's expanding its Big Apple footprint in a big way, leasing all the office space at a 1912 Beaux-Arts former post office in Manhattan. The tech and engineering hub is expected to open in late 2021. The Nasdaq Composite closed above the 10,900 level for the first time, soaring 157 points yesterday. The Dow was up 236, S&P added 23, but futures are lower. That's Your Money Now.
At Fisher Investments, we do things differently, and other money managers don't understand why.
Because our way works great for us.
But it may not work for your clients. That's why Fisher Investments is a fiduciary, obligated to put clients first. It's the highest standard for a financial advisor.
So, what do you provide? Cookie-cutter portfolios like the rest of us?
No cookie-cutter portfolios here. Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to meet each client's goals and needs.
But you do sell investments that earn you high commissions, right? And make commissions when you make trades for your clients?
No. Fisher Investments doesn't sell any commission investment products, and we never earn commissions on trades.
So what's in it for you?
Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when our clients do better. When it comes to helping clients achieve a comfortable retirement, we're clearly different. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you switch to us. Fisher Investments, clearly different money management.
Investments.
Hi, this is Gordon Deal. Join me weekdays for This Morning, America's First News. Hear the stories you'll be talking about and searching for all day as we go beyond the headlines and above the chatter with your first look at breaking news, money, Washington politics, technology, entertainment, entrepreneurship, and sports. We explain why stories matter. That's why we are referred to as the most important and relevant radio program. Join us weekdays for This Morning, America's First News.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
735. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
All right, look at the scanner radar this morning. Dry again. We're in a little different pattern than we were last week.
Yeah, I mean, we've got a surge of dry air coming in, or at least lower humidity. There's a weather front now across Alabama and Mississippi, and it's expected to come all the way to the coast. And it should give us some rather nice weather. Either temperatures will get into the low 90s, but with a drop-off in the humidity levels, it should feel a lot more comfortable. Now, there is just a slight chance we could see an afternoon thunderstorm today, but it's a very slight chance. So look for a lot of sunshine and a high of about 93 this afternoon. Tonight will be mostly clear, low of 72, and then tomorrow mostly sunny. And we'll see more of that dry air coming in. The high tomorrow again up to 93 degrees. And as we look at the rest of the week, it looks really good for Thursday, Friday, and Saturday with sunny skies, highs in the lower 90s. And then Sunday, we should have plenty of sunshine, but we'll see a few afternoon thunderstorms and Sunday's high in the lower 90s. So quite a dry spell for the next several days.
All right, Dr. Bill, in the tropics, I want to talk about Isaias just because it took me about a week to learn to say the name, and now it's going to go away, so I need to flex that I learned to say the name. Where's the storm now? What's going on with it? What is it a hurricane? Is it a tropical storm? What is it?
Well, briefly, it became a hurricane just before a landfall last night, and that landfall was around the border of South Carolina and North Carolina. This morning, it has moved already through North Carolina, and it is now in eastern Virginia. It's now a tropical storm, lost a little intensity, but but still producing peak winds in the range of 60 to 70 miles per hour. It's moving now the north-northeast at 33 miles per hour, really picking up forward speed, and will cross the mid-Atlantic states, New Jersey, and later today will be in southeastern New York State, and by late this evening it'll be in Vermont, and then tomorrow it'll track up into Newfoundland and Canada. So it's going to produce a lot of rain along its track. The good thing is it's moving very fast, which should cut down on some of the flooding. But it's a kind of a messy weather pattern for the Mid-Atlantic and New England states.
What else are you watching in the tropics?
There's a weak disturbance north of the Leeward Islands. Don't expect anything out of that. There's also a tropical wave approaching the Windward Islands. It doesn't show any signs of development. And we have quite a few thunderstorms and another wave coming off of the African coast. So at the moment, we got a little bit of a lull, but things are most likely going to pick up in the next week or so.
Yeah, I mean, we're not even in the foothills of the peak of hurricane season, right? We got a ways to go.
Oh, that's right. I mean, right now we're not even in the middle of August, and the peak is the middle of September. And, of course, that we see frequent tropical systems into October. So there's a lot to go yet.
All right, Dr. Bill, we appreciate the update, and we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
That's our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams, with your forecast. Also, watching the tropics all hurricane season long. I want to say this, too. John on the text line said, hey, quit knocking peanuts. You know, we had the story before, and we talked about the variety of nuts, and you'll get peanuts in business class or mm-hmm. not first class areas. Then we had the story about all the different nuts offered there. I'm a big fan of peanuts, but I let's just talk, like, that's what I eat because of the price point. I'll be walking down that center row mm-hmm. there at the convenience store, right? The one where I'm staying away from the carb things and trying to stay with the protein things. So I'm looking through the selection of nuts, and it'll be like cashews, right? Cashews are there. They're like $3 or something for the thing. And peanuts, it's like $5 for a dollar. It's like two packs for a dollar.
Yeah,
peanuts. I mean, John, I like peanuts, and I eat peanuts a lot more because the pricing, it's like the cashews are 2 and 3 times.
Yeah.
You know, but they got to come from somewhere else and get them here and all that.
Yeah, so. don't get me started on pistachios. Nothing more dangerous than the unshelled pistachio, or the shelled. I always get confused. If you call them shelled, that means there's no shells on them, right? Or is it the other way around?
Right, shelled, the active verb of shelling.
Shelling,
them,
so, thank yeah. you. So the shelled pistachios are dangerous because I just keep eating them and eating them and eating
right.
them.
That's why, like, the ones back in my office there have the shell on to slow you down.
That's exactly
right.
It's
a governor.
Yeah.
It's a governor for, you know, your calorie intake. We need more food that you have to, like, get into.
Like crawfish.
Like or crabs. Like
yeah.
boiled crabs that you have to break, you know, and pick the meat out. That and pistachios with the shell on would slow us all down in this country.
That's exactly right.
Eating. All right, 740 FM Talk 106.5. Here's Kane. Let's check traffic.
From the Lone at CBD Traffic Center, multiple vehicles involved in that accident with injuries. It's going to be eastbound I-10 just at the exit of the tunnel, and the right lane's blocked off. Still there also eastbound I-10 in between Range Line and 65 off to the side of the road. Car Doctor at 5683 U.S. Highway 90 West in Theodore is open to help get your carts running. You can also rent their carts for weddings, family gatherings, any special occasions, and you can buy new or used carts there too. See them at cartdoctor.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Your CBD store of West Mobile is offering personal shopping hours, curbside, and free delivery. Please call store owner Joe Brown to set up your appointment or for call-in orders. Call your CBD store of West Mobile on Hillcrest at 260-3223 today. That's 260-3223.
Damn the torpedoes and full speed ahead. It's time for the 18th annual Mystic Stripers Family Fishing Rodeo, Saturday, August 15th at Dauphin Island Marina. Fish in 16 different inshore or offshore categories. Cash jackpots for king mackerel and speckled trout. Plus, thousands of dollars in door prizes and the Mystic Angler cash drawings of $100, $200, and $250 will be given away. Due to COVID-19, prize winners will be contacted after the rodeo and social distancing guidelines will be in place on site. Tickets are $25. Kids 12 and under, $10. Kids prizes for croaker, hard-headed catfish, and white trout supplied by Bass Pro Shops. The Stripers proudly donate 20% of the cash jackpots plus match it for St. Jude's Children's Hospital. For tournament details and tickets, visit MSS Rodeo. MysticStriperRodeo.com. The Mystic Stripers Family Fishing Rodeo, August 15th, Dauphin Island Marina. Sponsored by Bass Pro Shops, Mobile Appliance, L&M Tires, Smith Electric, Greer's Food Tiger, Dennis Lang and Construction, Don's Heating and Air, and Butch Cassidy's and Judy's Place.
All right, 741 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings Tuesday style. Okay, last week we talked about these seed packets, right? It dominated the news. Alabamians and people across the country were getting unsolicited seed packets from China.
Mysterious.
Now, Henry Thornton over at Yellowhammer News has this. Alabama Department of Agriculture and Industries Commissioner Rick Pate gave an update yesterday afternoon on the spate of seed packets from China that people across Alabama have received in recent weeks, despite never having ordered anything from those companies. Pate said that after the state seed labs had performed tests on the packets they collected from individuals across the state, none of them proved dangerous. Which, of course, is now still more head-scratcher. A quote from Pate at the event yesterday said, right at 50% of them proved to be some kind of weed flower. Now, settle down, y'all. 41% were vegetables, 9% were herbs. They found no noxious compounds, no dangerous compounds in the seeds. However, he warned they might send out the seeds that weren't treated with anything and have a sense of security come about it, and then later send something out that could be harmful, end quote. Commissioner further urged members of the public to refrain from planting any unsolicited seeds and continue to report them to the department. Went on to say, at the very least, something criminal has gone on here, said Pate, referencing laws that prevent seeds from being moved across state lines without being inspected by their relevant agencies. Pate said his department had collected 252 seed samples as of yesterday morning, a total of 385 individuals in all but 11 of Alabama's 67 counties have received one of the packets, according to information displayed at the press conference. So there you go. Nothing in those seed packets that seemed really strange, but don't plant them.
Yeah, and meanwhile, when this story came out last week, we were saying, you know, who knows what are in these seed packets? Don't go out and plant them. They could, you know, this could end up being an invasive species. And then you have the Department of Agriculture doing their tests. But then good old boy Doyle Crenshaw from Boonville, Arkansas, said, I'm just going to plant them and see what happens. He said, we brought them down here.
What you got, Doyle?
And planted the seeds just to see what would happen. Every 2 weeks, I'd come by and put Miracle-Gro on it, and they just started growing like crazy. That's the comment from Boonville resident Doyle.
Okay, but what's he got?
That was it. That was their only man on the street quote here from Doyle. So he says it's growing. He didn't say anything else. That's all we have. So at least
thank
one
you,
good
Doyle.
Old boy.
Thank you, Doyle.
At least one good old boy went out and said, "I'm just going to plant them and see what happens."
You know, here's the problem. If it was an invasive species, a new one, we just add that to the list of everything else in here that's growing. I mean, look around. Look at the popcorn trees. Look at the Kogan grass, you know, look at the kudzu out there. But Rick Pate's saying it's they were non-harmful. The rest of the story, though, I'm going to keep watching this because why? Why would a Chinese entity send these seed packets unsolicited? I got to know the rest of that story.
It makes no sense. Are they just trolling us now? What's happening?
I don't know. And what could we send packages of to the Chinese?
Ooh,
that they would
fire ants.
Send those things back. All right, 745 FM Talk 106.5. Dalton's got sports on the way and headlines from WKRG coming up.
Are you planning a party, special event, wedding, or corporate function? Well, let Neiman's Catering be part of your next event. Hi, I'm Alec Neiman with Neiman's Catering, and we take great pride in helping you with your special event. Our team of professional event planners bring many years of experience to guide you through the process and the event to remember. Call Neiman's Catering today at 473-3900 and let our team be part of your next event. Check out our website at neimanscatering.com. Look us up on Facebook and give us a like. Just remember, Neiman's Catering for all your catering needs. Go Jags!
Hi, I'm Heather with OnSite Auto Solutions. Whether you have a fender bender, scratches and dents, or need auto or boat detailing, we can help. We combine affordable prices with excellent quality and top-notch service. Give us a call today, 209-6114.
For the freshest fruits and veggies straight from the local farm at everyday low prices, make Allegri Farm Market part of your daily shopping routine. In Daphne, on Highway 181 at County Road 64. Fresh, local, Allegri Farm Market.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Some people in Pritchard are waking up without power after a truck crashed into a utility pole overnight. Pritchard police say the pole near the intersection of St. Stephen's Road and Clark Avenue fell on top of the truck after the crash. It's not clear why the driver lost control control. She was taken to a hospital but is expected to be okay. We now know the identity of a young woman who was killed in a crash over the weekend. 24-year-old Samantha Allison Thomas was a medical student at the University of South Alabama. She recently received her white coat. That crash happened just after midnight Saturday near the U-Haul storage facility along the I-65 service road. Thomas was a passenger in the vehicle. The man who was driving was taken to a hospital. His injuries are not life-threatening. Breaking overnight, one person is dead following a shooting at a Mobile apartment complex. The deadly shooting happened at the Avalon Apartments off Michael Boulevard about 10:30 Monday night. Foley's police chief says he's retiring at the end of the month. David Wilson led the department for the past 13 years. He'll now work as a training specialist for the city. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Hey Gulf Coast, Greg Halliday here with Kobe Subaru. If a staycation is part of your summer plans, let Kobe Subaru help. With the Go Anywhere Crosstrek, the luxurious Legacy, or audacious WRX, Kobe Subaru is the place to start. With these vehicles having rates as low as 0%, now is the perfect time to buy. Qualified buyers can put their first payment off till fall and enjoy the summer. And remember, at Kobe Subaru, it's all about you.
It's all about you.
Good morning, 747 on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. More college football conferences have announced their plans for potentially playing the 2020 football season. Last week, the SEC announced that they plan to play a 10-game conference-only football season beginning on September 26th. The Big Ten and the Pac-12 were the first Power 5 conferences to announce they will play conference-only schedules. They were followed by the ACC, who announced that for this season, Notre Dame will join the conference, and they plan on playing an 11-game season featuring 10 conference games and one non-conference game. Then yesterday, the Big 12 leaders decided that their conference will schedule 10 games this fall with 9 conference games and one non-conference matchup per team. The league commissioners are expected to announce soon when they plan to begin their season. If they follow the lead of the other Power 5 conferences, they'll likely suit up for game number one in mid to late September. Also yesterday, the Sun Belt Conference reportedly decided to allow teams to play a full 12-game schedule featuring 8 conference games and 4 non-conference games. This follows the lead of the other group of 5 conferences, the AAC, Mountain West, Conference USA, and Mid-American Conference. And it's fantastic news for the University of South Alabama, who already have 2 holes in the schedule to fill after losing their home opener matchup against Grambling and a Week 3 away matchup against the Florida Gators. The Jags are currently scheduled to face the Conference USA teams Southern Miss and UAB in Weeks 1 and 4. In baseball, 7 St. Louis Cardinals players and 6 staff members have tested positive for COVID-19. That's caused Major League Baseball to postpone the team's 4-game series at Detroit. It was supposed to begin today through Thursday. The Cardinals have been in quarantine since Thursday in Milwaukee, where their series with the Brewers was also postponed due to positive tests. St. Louis is the second team to have multiple players test positive for COVID since the season began on July 23rd. 19 members of the Miami Marlins have also tested positive. They're set to resume their season later today against Baltimore. And because the Marlins outbreak occurred in the visiting clubhouse at Citizens Bank Park, the Phillies were also sidelined for a week while they were tested daily. Last night, the Atlanta Braves lost ace pitcher Mike Soroka for the season after he tore his right Achilles tendon. Soroka had to be helped off the field after he injured his right leg in the 3rd inning of his start against the New York Mets. He was attempting to cover first base on a ground ball from the Mets' J.D. Davis. Soroka went down on his first step off the mound towards first base. The injury is a major blow to the Braves team. Today is Soroka's 23rd birthday. Just last week, he made his first opening day start of his career. Last season, Soroka had a 13-4 record, finished 2nd in the National League Rookie of the Year balloting, and 6th for the Cy Young Award. Mets went on to beat Atlanta 7-2 last night, breaking a 5-game win streak for the Braves. In some college basketball news, Bama fans are ecstatic after star Crimson Tide forward John Petty Jr. announced that he will return to Tuscaloosa for his senior season. Petty had been considering entering the 2020 NBA draft, but decided to roll the dice on another season to build his resume and maybe bring a trophy back to T-Town. Last season, the Huntsville native led the SEC in three-point percentage and was named to the All-SEC second team. Meanwhile, as expected, star Auburn freshman Isaac Okoro announced that he will go pro and keep his name in the 2020 draft pool. Okoro is projected to be a first-round pick in the October draft. He's the first one-and-done player in Auburn basketball history. In the NBA last night, Zion Williamson and Brandon Ingram combined for 19 fourth-quarter points to lead New Orleans to a much-needed 109-99 win over Memphis. Williamson scored 23 points with a career-high 5 assists in 25 minutes. Jaren Jackson Jr. had 22 for the Grizzlies, who fell to 0-3 since the NBA restart. In other games, Anthony Davis scored 42 to lead the Lakers in a 116-108 win over Utah. Indiana continued their hot start to the season restart with a 111-100 win over Washington. Michael Porter Jr. scored a career-high 37 to lead Denver past Oklahoma City 121-113. The defending champion Toronto Raptors held on to defeat Miami 107-103, and Philadelphia's Shake Milton hit a three-pointer with 6 seconds left to give Philly a 132-130 win over San Antonio. And in the NHL, the Carolina Hurricanes crushed the New York Rangers 4-1 to take a commanding 2-0 lead in their Eastern Conference best-of-five qualifying series. Pittsburgh evened their series up against Montreal 1-1. In the Western Conference, Winnipeg had a gutsy 3-2 win over Calgary to even their series up at one game apiece. And Connor McDavid had a hat trick, leading Edmonton past Pittsburgh 6-3 to even their series 1-1. 7:52 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Warwick, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
All right, thanks, Dalton. Get more from Kane coming up in just a second. But once again, that wreck in the tunnel has delays due to that accident to I-10 eastbound at the tunnel. We had a vehicle stalled, people out of the vehicle in the pictures we saw, and right now seeing some pictures of big traffic backups, I-10 eastbound at the Wallace Tunnel.
Have you been harassed by sun rays while driving home from work? Did you get hot in traffic through no fault of your own? If so, you need to call the professionals at ProTint Window Tinting, 802-1234. There's no need to continue applying sunscreen to just the left side of your body. Let a quality ceramic, no-fault, lifetime guaranteed tint from ProTint protect you today. Call 802-1234. The work provided by the professionals at ProTint Window Tinting is equal to, and in fact, greater than, the work performed at other window 10 places.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect sunny skies today with just a slight chance of an afternoon thunderstorm. Highs will be in the lower 90s. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with afternoon readings in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Does a new building with a wind rating of 175 miles per hour appeal to you? That certainly is within our capability. This is Scott Armstrong with Kemco Metal Buildings. For almost 50 years, Kemco has been designing and constructing the highest quality steel buildings for our customers. Whether you need a building for commercial, industrial, agricultural, storage, church, or community use, or if you just want a Kemco building for yourself, please contact us. Kemco will use state-of-the-art software and our many years of experience to help you custom design a metal building that best suits your needs. Check out our website at KemcoBuildings.com or stop by our 40,000 square foot facility on Pollard Road in Daphne. We're big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to give you homegrown service. That is KEMKO251-626-0594. Our goal is to exceed your expectations.
Get all of your lawn and garden questions answered.
When should I water it, night or during the day?
What's going to be the best kind of grass to plant if you're not going to irrigate water?
With Bill Finch and Plain Gardening for the Gulf Coast, Sunday morning from 9 till 11, your personal yard consultant, Bill Finch, will teach you about gardening in our unique corner of the world.
I did not know that.
Press Register gardening columnist and director of the Mobile Botanical Gardens, Bill Finch, and Plain Gardening for the Gulf Coast, Sunday mornings from 9 till 11.
From the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center, still working the accident eastbound in the tunnel, right at the exit of the tunnel on I-10. Westbound I-10 between 65 and Rangeline, that accident off to the right median shouldn't be affecting too much traffic. And state troopers have one on Highway 59 and 31 in the Pine Grove Road area. Hooters in Mobile, Daphne at Tillman's Corner invites you in for lunch today with 7 wings and french fries, just $9.99. They've got their chicken Caesar salad, the 3 fish tacos, Philly cheesesteak, and more, all served to you by the world-famous Hooters girls till 3 p.m. Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 755 FM Talk 106.5. Mobile Mornings next hour. Quinn Hilliard joins us. Oh, also a programming note here. Saw a story. Fox 10 headed up. Mobile Airport Authority set to release their master plan today, which includes details about moving passenger service from Mobile Regional to Brookley Field, the downtown airport. Talked about that a few times. What's next on this? Chris Curry from the Mobile Airport Authority joins us in the noon hour on Midday Mobile to talk more about that. And in between this show and Midday Mobile, day two of the Jeff Poore Show.
And I'm excited.
Yes, debut yesterday here at FM Talk 106.5. More live local talk, 3 hours every day from Jeff Poore, the Jeff Poore Show from right here in this studio. And he actually brought in a bag. We were talking about the the selection of nuts that you can't get now on airplanes and all that, and what you do get. He walked in, because he flew the other day from Mobile up to Huntsville after moving down here to get his vehicle and drive back to Mobile.
Yeah.
And I guess he got this on the flight, which I would have consumed that right away, like somebody was going to take it away from me. But what's in there?
Yeah, he didn't even crack the seal. Looks like Jeff flew Delta, and they gave him a nice little bitty bag of Cheez-Its, the Flips dark chocolate pretzels, so not your standard dry pretzels.
Yeah, fancy pretzel, yeah.
And then the smallest ball of water I think I've ever seen. So a pretty nice little package from Delta, and I guess that's all they're doing
But no nuts.
No nuts. See. No nuts. But they may have been processed in a nut facility. So if you have nut allergies, be careful.
Stop. Okay. I wonder if you got the nut allergy issue for kids in school. And now I wonder if kids would be like, well, they got a coronavirus allergy too. So
yeah. Make sure that peanut butter and jelly has no coronavirus on it.
That's correct. Let's test that. All right. Coming up in this next hour, we'll talk to Quinn. And also the story we've been dancing around, you can check out on our social media platforms as well. The Wall Street Journal had a story about how big trucks are getting. And then, well, there's a guy out there that came out and said those trucks are, well, they're agents of destruction for pedestrians. We'll give you more on that coming up.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Some people in Pritchard are waking up without power after a truck crashed into a utility pole overnight. Pritchard police say the pole near the intersection of St. Stephen's Road and Clark Avenue fell on top of the truck after the crash. It's not clear why the driver lost control. She was taken to a hospital but is expected to be okay. We now know the identity of a young woman who was killed in a crash over the weekend. 24-year-old Samantha Allison Thomas was a medical student at the University of South Alabama. She recently received her white coat. That crash happened just after midnight Saturday near the U-Haul storage facility along the I-65 service road. Thomas was a passenger in the vehicle. The man who was driving was taken to a hospital. His injuries are not life-threatening. Breaking overnight, one person is dead following a shooting at a Mobile apartment complex. The deadly shooting happened at the Avalon Apartments off Michael Boulevard about 10:30 Monday night. Foley's police chief says he's retiring at the end of the month. David Wilson led the department for the past 13 years. He'll now work as a training specialist for the city. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
The Home Service Club sponsors this paid advertisement. Attention homeowners. Broken AC, $4,600. Water heater, $1,500. Fridge on the fridge, $1,000. You need home warranty coverage from the Home Service Club. For around $1 a day, if any of your covered appliances and systems break down, HSC will either do the repair or replace them. HSC has over 15,000 pre-screened, highly rated technicians with the fastest response time in the industry. HSC provides coverage for up to 47 different appliances and systems in your home. Call for a free, no-obligation quote from a trusted HSC service specialist about a home warranty for your entire home, all backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. 800-929-7449. Call now and get your first month free, plus $75 off your first year. 800-929-7449. 800-929-7449.